300G. Pair of A10s into a pair. And continues to soldier on these many years after it was made. So thanks for letting me in. Both you guys are probably 10 to 15 over 9. The international broadcast stations are starting to come in, but you're certainly head and shoulders above both they off to the side and any other noise that might be on or about the frequency. So very good all the way around. KI4XH, how copy from WA3VJB with the group.
KI4XH. Paul, thanks for the report. You're also 5x9 here in Woodbridge.
705, and the other is 3733. There's a group on there who get on around 5 o'clock. It's called the What's for Dinner Net, and that's exactly what the topic of conversation generally starts out being. And it kind of meanders around, but in the expanded part of the band there, Fred, it's there's a lot of elbow room and very nice reception conditions. Go ahead. And quite often I don't get a chance to check in with Andy and the group when they have their gatherings on the band up on 80 meters, 3885. So I, whenever I come across somebody in that region, I always pass along my regards to Andy. If you ever get a chance to work with him on 80 meters, tell him I say hello and I ask about him. And Fred, welcome back to AM. Things have changed where AM is now one of these well-regarded facets of the hobby that takes people back to, as in your case, maybe where they started on phone. I came into it during a transitional time. I was licensed 10 years after you, 10 or 11 years after you, and sideband had already become the mainstream type of voice mode. But I got on with just one of those 32 V2s as a novice that you were describing your audio sounding like. And they had just utilized VFOs in those days, so I was able to get on as a novice. Right around 3725 was one of my favorite frequencies, so it all comes back full circle again, I guess. But I stayed on AM. I never got into any of the other modes or activities, really, on HF. I have always enjoyed it, and it's kind of nice to find such a strong revival for the mode and the activity. I consider them one and the same because it's distinctive. In probably the past 15 or 20 years, it's really seen a resurgence. And there are several thousand registered participants in one of the main phone sites, AM sites, that I should tell you about, Fred. It's amphone.net, spelled the old way, amphone.net. A lot of good people on there, and there's a nice bulletin board to exchange information as well as technical questions and, everything you'd ever want to know about this part of the hobby. That's the premier website, amphone.net. Draw your attention to it. And there's still a voluntary coordination of AM activity around 3885 that has existed for many, many years. We kind of took the leadership role in minimizing friction with incompatible modes, and there's still some there. It's outside of your antenna range, but it's still worth a listen if you're, working on the workbench or whatever and you want something in the background. The FCC's decision to reapportion the phone segments of the bands, both here and on 80 meters, has led to a migration among some of the stations who can do so by license class down around 3,700. So that's where we'll hopefully cross paths with you on another band there, Fred. That would be nice, too. And I'm just running an inverted V, not a lot of sophistication as far as the antenna is concerned here. And although the SWR is higher than I'd like, when I go down to 7160, that too is a nighttime area to congregate for some coast-to-coast AM, 7160. And same sort of deal up on 80 meters. I've got the antenna cut to 3870 or 3850, I forget which. And by the time I get down to the 3700s, the SWR starts to get kind of high. But again, the transmitter doesn't care. The A10s don't really glow hot in the plates, so it's happy. It just matches up to it, and away we go. So let me get it over to Kim. And Kim, if you'll turn it to Fred after you make a transmission, KI4XH, you can take my place in the rotation. I'm going to listen out. I jumped in here to say hello to these gentlemen and compliment their signals. And I've duly noted you in the VJB card file there, Fred, as well as you, Larry. I think this might be our first contact in both cases. So, Kim, give a rundown. If you heard both those guys, signal reports, what have you. And thank you for the last report on this station on your NC240D. Good to hear you on. KE3SX in Pennsylvania with the group WA3VJB Annapolis.
WA3VJB with the group K3LQB.
All right, Larry, very good. And just to relay for Bruce's benefit there, or was it for Kim? I think Kim is in standby mode right now, but he was passing along to you, Kim, that he last lived in the Harrisburg area, so it's not too far from you there. And Bruce, yeah, welcome to the world of digital, I guess. I increasingly find myself fascinated by the Flex Series radios, and they can be made to sound really, really good on both transmit and on receive. So you're doing well not only to have one, but also to configure it for AM, where it really shines as a good performer there. I suppose you're running the synchronous detection on receive, and on the transmit side, it sounds like you probably could dress up the audio a little bit. It's a little bit pinched. It sounds like your tonal quality of your voice has a lot more to it than the radio is passing right now. But that's probably just a matter of settings in the menu, and it's a process from there. Well, hopefully your homebrew rig's going to a good home. You didn't say, but I'll hope the best on that. Those classy chassis need to be preserved and put through their paces by those who have the wherewithal to keep them up and running on the air. I was just mentioning to these guys that this particular transmitter turns 65 years old this year, being a 1946 production. It's just commercial transmitter. It's a Collins, but fact remains, it's on the air and soldiering on here, and it's new life on our bands rather than in the broadcast service from whence it came. And I'm happy to be able to continue to use it here with the appreciative audience that it seems to draw. So catch you guys later. My pleasure having talked with you. Thanks for letting me in, Larry, Fred, Kim there on the side. And Bruce, I'll look for you again here, either here on this band or up on 80 meters. So Larry, let me get it to you. And, no, I guess you just gave it to me. I got my, see what I do, I line the cards up here on the top of the console, and it's supposed to be in order as to who gets it next. And, they fell off, so I lost track of it. But Larry, thanks for noting me in your card file. Since you're the man who keeps the card file, I'm going to toss it to you. And count me out of here for now. K3LQB. See, I screwed it up. Fred, in Woodbridge, Virginia, let me give it to you. And I'll miss you at Timonium, but we'll look for you another time. K4XH. And the group, whoever might be left in the listening mode, WA3VJB Annapolis. Catch you later.
Okay, Paul, very good. And catch you later indeed. You sound like WENN coming in here. You sound very good.